Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. It is Tuesday, the 8th of December. This is 2020. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Dave Hamilton. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Kelly. Thanks for having me.
Glad you're here. And also with me today, I have Brian Chaffin. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Kelly.
So we have a press release to talk about today. We were pretty sure we would, and we did. At least I was completely wrong about what it turned out to be. I just know what I really, 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 really wanted it to be. And that was a new iteration of the Apple TV, which we did not get. Instead, we got $550 worth of headphones.
Only if you want to buy one pair.
For a pair.
Because if you wanted to buy more than one pair, that costs more than $550.
Okay.
Just FYI.
For both headphones, it's $550.
Headphones and the, well, to be fair, yeah, you get the left, a right, the connecting mesh over the top, a case that looks like a brassiere.
The headphone
and
bra, a lightning, yes.
Yeah, a lightning to USB-C cable to charge these things. You don't get anything that will provide them power. Say that, Brian?
You get a digital crown, too.
Only one of those, though.
Yeah.
Correct.
Not a pair.
Yeah.
So I personally found this lackluster, not because I'm not in the market for a nice pair of headphones. I'm in the market for a nice pair of headphones. But I didn't know a nice pair of headphones was a $550 endeavor. I was sort of under the impression that it was maybe a $250 endeavor, or maybe a $300 endeavor for some nice noise canceling and comfortable headphones from a reliable name, you know, brand name that I recognize that's going to give me nice sound. That's what I figured I was in for. So, Dave, what's your assessment here?
Okay, so you actually opened up a door here for me. You said you knew you were in the market for a nice pair of headphones. That's not true of everyone, but Apple has a way of telling us what we're in the market for without us knowing that we were in the market for that before they told us. And I don't mean each and every one of us unilaterally, right. But in general, Apple's very, very good at this. And I think what Apple just did, I hadn't thought about this until you said those words. What Apple just did was said, it's okay for you, quarantined, pandemicking person sitting at home that can't go out to eat and might have extra money to spend. It's okay for you to spend some of that extra money on a nice pair of headphones. Because up until now, for years, Apple just gave us, you know, relatively crappy headphones. They weren't terrible, but, you know, then they came out with AirPods, which I like better than I ever should have. AirPods Pro, I'm not quite as much of a fan of, although I use them occasionally. But, you know, Apple has been ratcheting this up. Obviously, they acquired Beats, and that's part of this. But they really have taught us, just like with the HomePod, they've taught us it's okay to spend a little bit of money on a speaker in your house that sounds good. Because so many people were just listening through their little Echo Dot.
Right.
And being okay with that. Or listening through the speaker on their phone and being okay with that. Mm-hmm. And so Apple is saying, it's okay for you, Mr. and Mrs., you know, them non-binary consumer, to spend a little bit of money on headphones that are going to sound better than the crap that we used to give you years and years ago. Like that is what Apple has done here. No. And I think that's a really important thing. I think just like with the HomePod version 1, they missed the mark. I think they've missed the mark with AirPods Max in both cases because of where they've priced it. But I think opening this door is perhaps the best thing Apple did today. So that's my tangent. But to answer your question, which I think I already did, I think they've missed the mark with pricing here. This is insane. I see lots and lots of over-the-ear wired and wireless headphones come through my door here. Mm-hmm. I'm a bit of a snob when it comes to audio, but I'm really not. Many people might consider me an audiophile. I would never put myself in that group. I am someone who is particular about how I listen to things. However, I generally find that I can be very, very happy. I am very happy listening to my audio on higher end things that are targeted at consumers, mm-hmm. as opposed to things that are, you know, only spoken about in hushed tones, for yes. audiophiles. Like, there's no, nothing wrong with those, but
yeah.
So these, in theory, would be targeted exactly at me,
right?
Like high end consumer. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I've never seen high-end consumer headphones that cost this much that I would consider using. You know, the Sennheiser Momentum 3 wireless has lots and lots of the same features as this controllable noise cancellation, fantastic sound. I'm assuming these sound fantastic. It's been proven that I don't really like Apple's designed sound signature, so I might not like these, but it doesn't mean that they don't sound good.
Right.
And there's a difference there.
Exactly.
Yep. But, you know, they've got all that. They link with your phone. They have Tile built in, which is kind of cool with these Momentums. And they're $350. So
okay.
It's not like they're $350 and Apple's are $400. They're right. $350 and Apple's are $550.
Like, this is not in the same neighborhood. This may not even be on the same planet, is what it feels like. Because I've done, I will point out, it was an ounce. It was actually an ounce of research. And when I looked into this, because it was a thing I was considering as a gift, a nice pair of over-ear noise-canceling headphones, and who makes that besides Bose, was basically like where I started. Yeah. And I found some.
Oh, the Bose stuff is good too.
Yeah.
Like the Bose, which ones are they? They're just called the Bose Noise Canceling Headphone 700. JBL makes some fantastic headphones. I think when you said an ounce, I think Apple's crack marketing team did about an ounce of weed together before they came up with the pricing on this. I just don't. And so Bose noise canceling headphones 700, $339, right? So mm-hmm.
I didn't think I was in the market like doing this. I didn't think was going to be more than maybe a $350 endeavor. It seems like a lot of stuff comes in around $250, $300, and there's a few, like a couple three at like $350. Like I said, it was an ounce of research. And so I figured like, this is what it would cost if that were the choice that I was making as a gift. Like, is this what this person's getting? So,
in my experience, the $500 to $1,000 ranges are planar headphones.
What's a planar headphone?
It's a different kind of speaker.
You don't mean less interesting. You mean something else.
A planar.
Okay. Okay.
And so, yeah, it produces sound differently and has a completely different kind of sound profile. And they're a lot more expensive to make. And Blue Microphones has their planar microphones. It's called Ella for $700. There was another brand that I tested. I can't remember what that is off the top of my head. But that's what that's what this price range has been.
And currently is, not has been.
Correct.
It is, other than one of these things just doesn't belong here. So,
here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. Like, Apple, the most expensive pair of Beats is $350 at the moment. Mm-hmm. That's the Beats Studio 3 wireless. Apple does have considerable experience in the headphone market now through Beats. Mm-hmm. And that gives them a lot of data, and Apple is usually a company that prices things very specifically and for a reason. So the question is, what is their reasoning? I think it doesn't make sense to me to assume that there is no reasoning. What is there? And it doesn't mean that their reasoning is correct, but right. What is that reasoning?
And that's the part that I'm interested in, because like you mentioned this before, Brian, and very much to me that like Apple doesn't do stuff without something to go on, whatever that is and however reliable it may be. Like, that's the part of this that confounds me, because I feel like if these were $300 headphones, I could have made a pretty strong case for getting a pair, and I absolutely cannot make it for this. Like, now it's just sort of, I thought they were making headphones, but now I'm in the market for AirPods Pro instead of these, which also, by the way, are not AirPods. Can we talk for a minute about the name? Anyway.
Seems it seems a safe assumption that they're probably extra comfortable. And that can be a thing with headphones, especially there's, you know, some people like over the ear, some people like on ear. It is probably also the case that it's going to work really well with Hey Siri. Mm-hmm. Sorry for everybody that's listening on the speaker right now.
Brian looks forward to your letters, observations at MacObserver.com.
I do. And it is probably a given that it does sound nice, although Dave's point about Dave and many people not liking Apple's sound signature is very valid. But the question is, why are these things so expensive?
Yeah. I have a thought about that, and I'm happy to dig into it, but I also know that we also want to talk about our sponsor, so I'm going to leave the organization of that to you, Kelly, as to whether I start ranting now or later.
You don't. It'll be later, but only a little bit later. So, but like I said, only a tiny bit later, because right now what I'd like to do is talk to you about our sponsor this week. Our sponsor this week is BetterHelp. And BetterHelp is here to assist you if you're having a rough time of things right now. You can talk to BetterHelp's, that's Help, H-E-L-P, BetterHelp's licensed therapists. You can talk to them online. It's safe. It's confidential. You can even get started in less than 24 hours. And this isn't a self-help situation. This is professional counseling. And you can send a message at any time to talk to somebody. You don't have to sit in a waiting room. You don't have to, you get actual responses from people. You can talk to a licensed professional counselor, either over the video or over the phone, and you can get someone who specializes in any kind of issue that you're having. They have depression, LGBT issues, grief, relationships, anger, sleeping, family conflicts, self-esteem, and lots more. So what you can do is go to betterhelp.com/TDO. That's BetterHelp.com/TDO. BetterHelp.com/TDO. And you can get 10% off your first month by going to that site. You can learn more and get signed up. We'd like to thank BetterHelp for sponsoring the show today. Now, Dave, go.
Well, I think there is some evidence that Apple has been known to get this wrong, Brian, and it's the HomePod, right? I mean, that thing came out and it was massively overpriced. It's arguably still overpriced, but they changed it. And I'm not talking about the HomePod Mini. I'm talking about the original HomePod.
HomePod.
That thing was, you know, in la la land in terms of its pricing.
But that decision probably also was not made in a vacuum over at Apple. They had a reason. But again, that doesn't mean the reasoning was wrong.
It was wrong. Right. That's what I'm saying. Is it turns out that whatever led to that decision, it was wrong, and Apple has tacitly agreed that it was wrong, right? And so for them to do this again here with these AirPods Max makes me wonder, like, how did they get here? I mean, looking at the specs of these things, they have from an audio quality, and there are other things to consider for to be fair, because these are not targeted at audiophiles other than the price. They are targeted, and really, to be fair, audiophiles are probably spending over $1,000 on headphones. So just, bear that in mind. These are in kind of a weird slush land that doesn't really exist for headphones. You're paying $400 for high-end consumer-grade headphones. And then, like Brian said, you're paying $700 to $2,000 for audiophile stuff. So this is in this weird, uncharted water. But they have 40-millimeter drivers, which is what most headphones between, say, the $200 and $400 range have. So they're not using the 58 millimeter drivers that some of the, high-end Audio Technica ones are using or anything like that. And they're mainly built to be used as wireless headphones, which naturally comes with lower audio quality, just because of the way things need to be compressed to be able to send to them over Bluetooth and that sort of thing. These aren't, near as I can tell, these are not Wi-Fi headphones, so they don't have the bandwidth to be, anything more than that.
And that's another thing that doesn't make them pro. Like, people are talking about, oh, well, these are professional little headphones or whatever. Well, you can say that, but professionals aren't buying wireless headphones, not for professional work anyway.
Not for professional work.
That's not what these are for.
To Apple. Yeah, we have a call into Apple to find out if, say, we podcasters could use these things. We podcasters can't use Bluetooth headphones because there's too much latency. You think we step all over each other now? We would be stepping all over each other like crazy if we added Bluetooth latency to this. Right. So we don't know yet, and I keep checking my email while we're talking here to see if the word has come back, but we don't know yet whether plugging that cable into, say, your Mac or your iPhone would then allow you to you know, use them as latency free wired headphones. But even still, that's not going to make it worth an extra, you know, $250. So
It sounds like we know there are some things we know they do not. And I can say that because I have Matthew Panzerino posted on Twitter a little bit ago. Yeah. Handful of AirPods Max questions answered. They do not work with Find My, so that's fun. Spent $550 on them. Leave them on the bus. They do not support USB audio, only 3.5 millimeter via optional cable, which means can't even plug them into your phone. So that's nice. But
they do support wired audio. So that's the answer to that question. Is you have to be using its own, a separate headphone amp, but your phone could do that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's good to know. All right.
And
great.
They do not function without a charge passively. I'm not sure how that last one parses out.
So what that means is many headphones have their electronic features, noise canceling, auto EQing, all of those sorts of things. But if you turn them off and just plug them in via this 3.5 millimeter jack, then you can just use them as headphones passively. And that's what they're saying here is there is no passive support on these.
They don't just become plain headphones.
Plain headphones. Regular headphones. Right.
Which
is, I mean, if you're on a long flight, that can be a thing. But otherwise, okay. Yeah, but what they do have is, you know, all of the Apple stuff, including spatial audio, which is cool. They have their transparency mode and adaptive EQ and active noise cancellation and all that stuff, which all, like the Sennheisers that I mentioned for $349 also have all that stuff. They don't have spatial audio. That is the one differentiator that you know, that Apple brings to the table. But that whole transparency mode and all of that stuff, Apple didn't invent all of this. They just told us about it. And that's okay. You know, as I said before, Apple's really good at telling us about the things that we didn't know we needed. And that's good.
Yeah.
So, but it just seems, and they bring Apple's, you know, it's a Bluetooth hack, but it works extremely well that it feels like magic, where it sort of appears to auto pair with all of your devices simultaneously. That's not actually what's happening.
Right.
Apple just has a database of all the Bluetooth Mac addresses built into all their devices, and they can appear to auto pair because they're already pre-paired with all of those. It's quite magical, and it's crazy that they already had to do it that way. Say it already knows, right? So it does have that H1 chip that allows for those sorts of things to happen, which is super convenient,
right?
Really well, and it, you know, anybody that's used AirPods versus other, you know, headphones, Bluetooth headphones of any kind, you know, if you've experienced that, the ability to just seamlessly bounce between devices without, you know, unpair and repair and turn it off and turn it on, put it in the case, take it out of the case, like that whole thing. Yeah. That's a really, it's nice.
So H1, for people playing along at home, because this is going to be about the end of it here. The H1 chip is the one that came in the second generation of AirPods, the ones with the wireless that will wirelessly charge, and in the AirPods Pro that makes it so you can say, "Hey, lady," and she will just answer you. And they also give you, I think they give you a little bit better connection switching when you have those. So that's what the H1 chip does. So these new $550 headphones don't have like an H2 or anything that makes them particularly notable. They have what seems to be the same set of functionality that you can get in AirPods Pro and a new pair of AirPods today. Like if you had OG AirPods, they don't do this. But if you have AirPods that can hold a charge, regular AirPods that hold a charge, then they probably have this H1 chip in them. And it's very nifty. That's what's in the AirPods that I have and I like very much. But it's not $550 worth of awesome. Like, I can't find it. If it was like, I can see why this is what's happening, it's just not for me, that would be one thing. But I can't see it. So.
Agreed.
Please correct me if I'm wrong, but when AirPods were announced, they were considered expensive. Right?
Correct.
Was it $179?
Correct.
That's not the point. The point is, yep, they were considered expensive for what they were. The AirPods Pro were considered expensive for what they are.
Here's no, the AirPods were considered inexpensive. I mean, AirPods? when they came out, true wireless earphones were $299. Mm-hmm. Like, that was the ear-ins were, you know, almost double the price of AirPods. And then Apple came out with these and was like, whoa, how are they doing this?
Am I conflating the reaction to AirPods Pro?
Maybe.
But here's my point is that $499 is that same, these are expensive price point.
Agreed.
I'm sorry. $399 is that same, these are expensive price point.
I would not have said these were expensive. I would have said, this is what I expected. I mean, it's Apple. They do charge a premium for the Apple brand and experience. But
That
premium price is $399, correct. Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah, it's just above the $50 above the highest end Beats.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Not $200 above the highest end Beats. And I think that's where people are going to be stumbling a lot on these things. Now ask me if I'm going to get a pair.
You absolutely are. The question is whether or not you're getting the pink ones.
No. Probably won't get the pink ones.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is listening to this, you know, here we are picking this apart. If you like what Apple has done and you are okay, I don't even care if the price is okay or not okay with you. If you are okay spending that price to get this thing that Apple has done for any reason, then go get them. Here's the beautiful thing about audio that I've learned. We've talked about confirmation bias before, and it's been talked about outside of our circles more recently this year for a variety of other reasons. But when it comes to audio, confirmation bias is actually your friend, because when you buy something and you are convinced that it is going to be good, and then you put it on and it sounds good, guess what? Your brain actually tells you it sounds good, and your brain feels good because of it. So it's like, this is the one place where confirmation bias is awesome. It's also great on your TV, by the way. Same thing, right? If you spent money on your TV and you look at it and you're like, oh my gosh, look how great it is. It looks great to you. You get the experience, even if it's the worst TV in the world, you are getting the dopamine hit for having the best TV according to you. Yeah. So it's okay to go buy these things.
And if you want that experience with your TV right now, go look up your TV and then disable motion smoothing, and then you will get the best TV that you've ever seen. So there you go. That's my PSA for that. That's going to do it for us today. If you are going to get a pair of these, I am very interested, because I want to know what they sound like. I want to know what you think of them. I want to find out in real life how people do with the case, because the case is weird, and I feel like that wouldn't fit in my backpack as well as like other headphones in cases that I have. So if you have any of that, you can get us at TMO Daily on Twitter. As I said before, Brian also looks forward to your letters at observations@macobserver.com. And you can leave comments in the show notes. So Brian, thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks for having us, Kelly.
Thank you, Dave, for coming by to talk to us about headphones.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I'm your host, Kelly Gamott. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other and let's be careful out there.